Hi there. The word for you today is on Elijah. 1 Kings 18 verse 41. There is the sound of rain. Let me ask you, are you going through a spiritual dry spell today? Are you busy encouraging others while your own life seems to be falling apart? You're not unique. It happened to Elijah, a prophet who had amazingly just called down fire from heaven on Mount Carmel and defeated 850 false prophets in one of the most spectacular victories in the Bible. Suddenly he finds himself in a full-blown famine with every human resource dried up and his back to the wall. So what does he do in the hard times? And you can learn from this man. The Bible says, 1 Kings 18 verse 42, he bowed on the ground and put his face between his knees. That's a good move. Elijah decided to shut out his surroundings, reach for God's help, and keep praying till he had an answer. And when the answer came, the Bible says it came, quote, as a sound of abundance of rain. Notice, what Elijah heard in his spirit was completely at odds with what he could see or hear going on all around him. Sound familiar? His spirit sensed rain before a drop fell. Look, here's an important lesson. When God speaks to you, he will speak to your spirit, not your flesh. And what he says in your spirit will be more real than anything that's happening in your circumstances. But be warned, what you hear in your spirit may go against what you hear in your intellect, or what you have in the bank, or what's happening on the job, or what's taking place at home, or what's happening in your body. Elijah had to discount all the no rain reports that he was getting and keep believing God for rain, and so will you. When you know God has promised you a certain thing, you've got to tune out all the negativity around you, stand on God's word, and keep believing him.